editors from both the private and state-owned newspapers under the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, or ZINEF, made the resolution at a meeting with members of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Media, Information and Communication Technology in Gweru Friday. Speaking to Studio 7 after the meeting, Mbizo House member Settlement Chikwinya, who is the committee chairperson, said the meeting provided an important forum in which both the parliamentarians and the media practitioners explored ways in which they can enhance their roles in upholding peace in the country.
I am quite happy, and we are happy as a committee, that the ZANEF was represented by editors from both the industry divide. This workshop was quite important in that if our media is divided, it also tends to divide the electorate, and therefore this will then cause incidences of violence. So such engagements will make sure that the media will report constructively, the media is going to report objectively, and the media is going to report fairly, respecting that Zimbabwe should actually hold its elections in a free and fair environment so that the outcome is credible.
The meeting also passed a resolution to reiterate calls by the coalition government principals for a peaceful election, calling upon political parties to urge their supporters to desist from political violence, as well as to ensure the safety of journalists, particularly when they cover political events. Uzumba lawmaker and ZANU-PF member Simbane Utamdarikwa, who is also a member of the Portfolio Committee, and Brian Mangwende, the chairperson of ZINEF, both underlined the importance of the meeting, saying the media have an important role in fostering peace in the country. The meeting also resolved that the Portfolio Committee would intervene on behalf of journalists and approach the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as well as principals of the inclusive government, to waive the requirement for journalists to accredit with the electoral body for election coverage.
Yes, indeed, the concern came out. The editors were quite concerned with that process of dual accreditation, where ZMC is required at law to accredit journalists in the country, and also ZEC is required at law to accredit journalists during times of elections. We as a committee believe that once journalists have been accredited by ZMC, they should be able to access any news centers, so there is no need for Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to then to double accredit them. So we have committed ourselves to writing to ZEC in the coming week, and so that at least one of the accreditation processes, which is through ZEC, can be abolished.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Media Council Commissioner Matthew Takaona says although voluntary or self-regulation of the media industry is the ideal, statutory regulation has to remain in place in Zimbabwe for the foreseeable future, as self-regulation is still to be fully developed. In his address during the meeting, Takaona also said ZMC has made notable progress in helping diversify the media industry through issuing licenses to several newspapers, but admitted that a lot still needs to be done to open up the broadcasting sector.
As commissioners, I think we must be as professional as possible in order to assist our government to achieve the goals that it has set itself out to, which are to ensure that there's press freedom in Zimbabwe. And therefore, we should really tell things as they are. I believe, and quite a number of commissioners believe, that there's still need for more to be done in the area of radio, because you have people who are already players in the print media being accorded the chance to also own a radio station. This is undemocratic. In other countries, you can't have that kind of cross-ownership.
Some participants at the meeting also implored media houses to pay journalists adequately so they remain ethical in their work and not get tempted to receive bribes. Njabulo Ncube, chairperson of the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, and Takura Jangaja, the director of the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, were also among those who attended the meeting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.